continuing to follow news today about the Russian plane crash in Egypt over the weekend. The plane broke up mid-flight and went down in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. All 224 people on board were killed.
The cause of the Metrojet crash is still unknown, but today airline executives ruled out technical problems or pilot error. Joining us now is Captain John Cox. He's CEO of the aviation consulting firm Safety Operating Systems. And John, when you see the evidence so far, what conclusions can you come to?
Well, I think that the Metrojet information is a bit speculative because we haven't ruled in or ruled out anything. Everything's still on the table. The investigators are keeping a very open mind. They're reviewing carefully all the evidence, and that evidence is going to lead to understand what happened in this tragedy.
Well, this plane appears to have lost speed and altitude very quickly, and the debris field is spread out over 8 square miles. Does that tell us anything about what might have happened?
Interestingly, it does now appear that possible or even likely that the airplane did break up in flight, which is extremely unusual. The Airbus A321 is a workhorse airplane. I've flown it. I flew as a captain on one for 6 years. It's a well-designed workhorse type airplane. It's very enjoyable to fly. It does a great job. It's got an outstanding safety record. This is only the third time that one has been involved in an accident. So when you put all of this together, you find that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense yet. And so we're going to have to take all the evidence and very, very carefully evaluate it.
Well, one bit of evidence that people are talking about now is this claim by ISIS that they brought the plane down. Now, the governments of both Egypt and Russia are saying, look, ISIS doesn't have the type of missile, the firepower that would be needed to bring it down from the ground. But are you seeing any indications that perhaps it might have not been a missile from the ground, but something on board the plane, perhaps a bomb?
The ISIS claim appears to me to be a publicity grab. There isn't any indication. There's nothing that supports it as far as it being a missile strike from the ground. They don't have the capability to reach that high. Even the shoulder-fired missiles, they don't go much above 12,000 feet. So I think the ISIS claim must be viewed very, very, very carefully. As to whether there was an explosive device on the airplane, that's something the investigators are very definitely going to look at. But so far, we haven't seen any indications of it. Explosive device leaves very specific signatures. In the rare cases we've seen them in the past, they're identifiable easily and quickly. So far, we haven't seen that.
The plane was 18 years old. It did have a maintenance issue back in 2001. It had a tail strike upon landing. Now, Metrojet says the tail was repaired. There should have been no problems there, but we do know that type of incident has brought planes down before, after the fact. How big of a piece is that to this puzzle?
The maintenance records are being combed through very, very, very thoroughly, and one of the areas that they're definitely going to look at is the tail strike. Tail strikes are serious because they can damage the aft pressure bulkhead. It's the back part of the airplane that contains the pressurization. If that aft pressure bulkhead fails, it can cause major, major, major problems, including up to a potential in-flight breakup. That is something that they're going to look at as to who did the repair, how it was done, and how often it's been inspected since then. So it's not only the incident and the repair, but the inspection that follows it to ensure that that repair, in fact, is holding. Certainly, it's something they're going to look at.
Now, the black boxes have been discovered. They appear to be in pretty good shape. Is it just a matter of time now until we have this mystery solved once they get into these things and figure out what was said and what the details of the flight were?
The two recorders, the cockpit voice recorder and the digital flight data recorder, are going to be what tells the tale of this tragedy. They're currently being read out in Cairo by the Egyptians. Helping and assisting the Egyptians are the Russians, who are very capable, and the French, who are very capable. So they have the right group of experts to download this data and then begin to analyze it. And I think that we'll see in fairly short order, meaning a few days, that people will begin to focus based on that data, that hard evidence, what actually happened to this airplane.
Well, meanwhile, Lufthansa, Air France, and other airlines have said that they will not be flying over the Sinai after this crash. What do you think? Is that a wise policy?
It's conservative. It says that until we understand what happened to this airplane, they're going to avoid the airspace out of caution. But they also, if you read it, they also say they're suspending flights over that area until we know what occurred. So there's a back end or there's a timeline that they anticipate being able to resume flights over the area.
Would you feel safe as a pilot flying over that area?
At altitude, yes, because I don't believe that they have the capability of reaching up to cruise altitude. At lower altitudes, below 10,000 feet, I would probably not be very comfortable there. But above 25 to 30,000 feet, yes, I would be comfortable as a pilot.
Captain John Cox, an aviation expert and CEO of Safety Operating Systems. Captain Cox, thank you very much.
My pleasure.